I can't hear you. Drunken brutes grunting and squabbling, come over here and take this blindfold off me. Untie me. When my father finds out I've been kidnapped, he'll unleash the royal guard to hunt you down. He'll post a bounty in every village, 100 silver crowns, 200. There will be no mercy for... Brute, no need to yank the blindfold so hard. If you find my tongue too cutting, wait until you feel the executioner's axe. Wait, who are you? You're not one of the horrid beasts who waylaid my carriage. You're actually rather fetching for a commoner. Where are my would-be captors? The blood splashed across your clothing doesn't appear to be yours, so I'd venture all their grunting and squabbling was really the two of them groaning and dying. They may have been simple fools, but they were skilled enough to dispatch my carriage driver and guard. Your talent with a blade must be as pretty as your smile. So earned you a sack of silver crowns. Don't measure my worth by my wardrobe. This greedy beast took my gown for the pearls that were sewn into the bodice, and my shoes had silver buckles. Besides, many would think rescuing a beautiful princess in naught but her silks and stockings reward enough for a deed well done. But perhaps that's just the romantic in me. Now, my pretty peasant, cut me loose from this tree. Yes, that's it. Let me turn around so you may untie my hands. I'm sure you can fetch me something to wear if you search their camp. Cloak, boots. I'm too dainty dressed for this fetid marsh. Trust beasts like that to choose the dankest places in the kingdom to hide. Untie my hands, I said. That's an insolent smile. I've given you a command. Obey me. You dare laugh at me? Do you know who stands before you? I am the princess of the royal house of Medassian. I am a stocking-footed girl in her underlace? You mock me. That is a dangerous game to play. You may think you have the upper hand here, but for all of its mist and muck, this marsh is a tiny place in the vastness of my father's land. You do well to remember who holds power outside of its borders. And I am a woman of education and leisure. I have the mind and the time to dream up all manner of punishments for those who displease me. Mock me again, and I will spend long, slow hours listening to you beg. Oh, I know you could kill me. How quickly the unimaginative turned to physical threats. A thrust of your blade would leave me bloody on the ground. I'm certain even you could stage the scene to make it appear my captors and I had just slain each other. You'd walk away free. From the justice of men, at least. But the gods see all, and their wrath is inescapable. But it doesn't have to come to that, my pretty one. We can all be allies here in this horrid place. My offer of a bag of silver was real. Is there something else you'd prefer? A fine steed between your fine thighs? Land of your own to raise a house over a warm, deep bed? Some foolish title to make the lanky boys, or is it the pretty maids, fall to their knees before you? What prize can I bestow upon my rescuer? Kiss. You heard the legend then, the old fairy rhyme. Win a kiss from a princess, be ye brave, be ye bold, and for your reward gain your weight worth in gold. That's what you want. You'd forego a small fortune today for the possibility of a greater treasure in the future? Your weight in gold. Do you really believe my kiss is some omen of prosperity? Truly, are you that common? It's a trifling thing. You think a kiss is a trifling thing. You have no idea what you ask. The kiss of a princess is sacred. It can seal a treaty that ends a war, start a marriage that unites a nation. It can calm the troubled brow of an old king and anoint the birth of a new. And my kiss can be dangerous. It can spell doom or stay it. And you cheapen it. You'd mine my lips for some golden tomorrow, treat me as little more than a 2-copper tarot reader with the promise of a glittery future. Let me save you from yourself. I'll not kiss you. Nothing will compel me. Not that bloody blade on your hip, nor that sharpened smile you flash so easily. I'd let the ground swallow me up before I let you have a taste of my lips. Wait, where are you going? Untie me! Untie my hands! Fine. I want nothing more from you anyway. Take what you find on those corpses. Take my pearls and silver buckles and consider my debt to you paid in full. I'll not be obliged when someone who would barter for my kiss is if I was some panting milkmaid led behind the barn on a wet afternoon. I'll find my own way back to the road. And the person who unties me shall have a basketful of silver and the gratitude of the House of Medassian. Arrogant fate to monster surprise. Another woman might have succumbed to that smile and those dancing eyes and that body. But I am made of proud stuff. Socks and stockings can be protection enough when one has an armored heart. Still, an armored heart won't guard me from thorns and branches. I want to reach the road with some modesty intact. I could choose the path carefully. And with my hands bound behind me, I can't push past the vines and tangles. Thankfully, the ground is soft enough not to bruise my feet. At least if I stay away from the trees and their gnarled roots. What a foul place this is. There. Pretty little hollow, lush and green with moss. If I read the sun right, that hollow winds along the direction of the road. God smile on me. This would be like a stroll in the palace garden. Well, perhaps a stroll after a rainstorm. This moss is damp. It squelches beneath my stockings and holds deep. It seems to quiver. Stop, girl, stop. This isn't right. I should go back. Bruised feet may be the price I need to pay for a firmer path. This way is too soft. It's soft and sticky. Wait, what is... under the moss is syrupy mud. I hold my feet like glue. I can't... I can't pull free. What treachery is this? I'm stuck. My feet are stuck. This is disgusting. This muck feels like warm porridge and it gums and grips my feet as if I were an ant in a honey jar. I can't get loose. I can't get my feet loose. If I still had my shoes on, I might have slipped out of them and made a light-footed dash to the trees, but in my stockinged feet, I can't pull free. This is absurd. Wait, what's that sound? Oh, if an animal finds me here trapped like this. You! Were you following me? Still hoping for that kiss. Never mind. Make your way around here closer to me. Stay near the trees. Don't step on the green patches. The moss that grows atop of some sucking muck. It has my feet. I'm stuck. I'm glued in place. Oh, if only I could have that laugh whipped from your throat. You offer me your hand with mine still bound behind my back. Very funny. It's lucky you're as pretty as you are, if that's what you think passes for wit. I'm the witless one. How dare you? I did not blunder into this muck. I took the safest path. Fine. I took the easiest path. How was I to know the moss hid this treacherous paste? It's called what? Mud moss. What is that? Something every peasant knows how to avoid. You mock me again. I warned you what would happen if you did that. Don't tell me to be still. You forget who rules here. I'll not stand by and be made a fool of. I can get out on my own. Oh, yes. By all means, make yourself comfortable there. Does this amuse you? To see one of your betters caught like this? Or is it something more? Is it the sight of me trapped? Struggling in nothing but my underlace. So pretty and helpless, my hands bound, my feet. My pretty little feet mere to my... Wait. What, mere to my ankles? No. Am I sinking? My feet are sinking. This is like... Mud moss, you called it. Is that like... Is this like a quicksand? Tell me, have I blundered into quicksand? Gods, I'm stuck, sinking in a quicksand. It's soft, it's so thick, it yields beneath my feet like honey. I must get free, I must get free. Now what? I'm just sinking deeper. It's up to my knees. Help me before it gets even greater grip on me. Get me out, damn you, get me out. Oh, you are enjoying this. I can see it in your smile, in the way your eyes dance, and the way your hands glide across your body, peasant monster. I don't need your help. I won't take your help. I would rather... Let the ground swallow me up. Oh, you think yourself so clever. You won't be smiling when I do get free. I can't move. I can't get out. I can't get out. I just keep sinking. It's up to my hips. My waist, my hands still buried beneath the muck. There's no bottom to this. How can there be no bottom? There's nothing under it but more soft, syrupy mud. Enough. Enough. You have to rescue me. It's your duty. If you don't, the gods will be displeased. You'll feel their wrath and... What? Yes, I chose the path that led me here, but... Yes, I refused your help at first, but still... Don't be a fool. The gods are not punishing me for my arrogance. Not me. No, the wrath of the gods takes the form of fire and lightning, not this heaving slime. Their wrath is inescapable. Oh, gods, I'm sinking deeper. This mud grows thicker around my feet and my legs. I can't move them at all. It's not firm enough to swallow me up. And past my ribs, it's swallowing me up. It's swallowing me alive. Oh, it's touching my breast. It's covering me. Please, please help me. You must help me, please. Please. Why do you laugh now? Yes, I did say that. I did say you'd be the one to spend long so hours listening. That I'd be listening to you beg. I did say that. But I don't have hours. I don't have minutes. I'm begging you. Save me. You must save me. What will it take? A kiss. Of course, the fairy tale kiss and the promise of your weight in gold matters not to you. The power in a kiss? The danger? The magic? You don't know what you ask. The mud mask is touching. It's up to my chin. Please, 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 please ask any other reward. Please. All right. Kiss, yes. I vow it. My oath is a princess of Madassian. I vow it. No hurry, please. The quicksand is... Strength of those brutes who kidnapped me. Pull, please. Wait. I'm coming, please. I'm coming free. Drag me out. Higher. Up among the roots, yes. That's good. That's good. Cut my hands free, please. I won't run. I don't have the strength. That's it. Yes, thank you. What's this? To clean my face. My lips. Would you really have let me sink all the way under? I suppose that sly smile's all the answer I'll get. Alright. One kiss freely given. You deserve it for what you've done. Come here. Gold is yours. Sit back, make yourself comfortable. You'll have it soon. Oh, yes. The legend is true. The bards and the minstrels have prettied it up some, but it is true. Feeling tired? Heavy? It won't be long now. Keep smiling. You'll appear much more fetching that way. Of course, we of royal descent don't think of it as a legend as much as a curse. A curse going back all those generations to old King Midas himself. Gold is his obsession too. He desired it more than he desired his wife, hungered for it more than food, every word from his mouth dripped with greed. So the gods punished him by making everything that touched his lips turn to gold. He starved in the middle of a vast fortune, and we, his descendants, carry the curse in our kiss. The wrath of the gods is inescapable. Here, just get those clothes off of you. They'll do for me until I find the road. And I welcome these boots. No, don't try to struggle. You can't anyway. Magic is working through you. Your skin is already taking on that lustrous glow. It's just like the real rhyme foretells. Win a kiss from a princess, be ye brave, be ye bold, but for your reward, feel your weight turn to gold. As I said, the minstrels prettied up the words. Happy endings always bring more coin. Isn't it amusing how pretty and greedy sometimes go together? Oh, you're not smiling. And your eyes are dancing with fear. Horrible, isn't it? Not being able to move, not being able to escape. Oh, you won't die. The gods aren't that forgiving. My pretty peasant, I did warn you that my kiss was a dangerous thing. You should have asked for a good ravishing for your reward. I might have made you scream in pleasure. I wonder how long it will take for someone to find you here in this horrid place. It could be years, centuries. I know a few minstrels. Perhaps I'll drop some hints at a golden statue hidden deep in the marsh. Who knows? In time, you may too become a legend. No, pretty one, don't thank me. I'm happy to do it. It's the romantic in me.